The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, like, I know we weren't waiting all those weeks and months off of the baby verse.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, best podcast out, your new favorite podcast, the podcast you need to tell all of your friends about. Yes, if you're not putting people on, I don't know what you're doing.
Right. Let them know.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated with everything that's going on in hip hop music culture. And Kanye West just decided to shake up the culture. He finally did it. He actually did it.
Donda Watch is no more because it's finally here.
Donda is here. Not without controversy, though. Mm-hmm. Kanye West and his team were alleging that DaBaby and his manager was holding up the release by not clearing DaBaby's verse for Donda. We also have Kanye's arch nemesis, Drake. He finally gave us a release date for Certified Lover Boy that we've been looking for. All right, let's kick it off with Donda. Biggest thing happening in hip hop right now. Kanye actually released the album. When I tell you my shock and awe that I was in when I found out he really did put the album out. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I was shocked too. I was like, are people playing with me? Is this like an edited picture? Because I was posting the edited pictures, like faking like it had dropped.
Right.
And I was like, it's really up here.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Like, he really did put it out on a Sunday, like he said he was going to do.
Right.
And it was announced by his manager, Boo, who's Akon's brother. He tweeted it out, Donda, 8 a.m. Eastern time. And at 8 a.m. Eastern time, it was really out.
Yep, it was there. It was on Apple Music. It's on all the streaming. But, you know, like you said earlier, of course, it's coming with some controversy. A little shaking up stuff with the baby's verse on
Jail.
On Jail, right.
Yeah. Now, see, Kanye, don't. See, this is when the North Carolina had to jump out, because what happened was Kanye posted up some screenshots of some text messages between he and Boo that were basically implying that the album was being delayed because DaBaby's manager wouldn't clear his verse for Jail, on the track Jail. Now, that in itself was already controversial because Kanye took Jay-Z's verse off of Jail in order to put DaBaby's verse on there in the first place. So people were already mad about that. They're like, why would you take Jay-Z's verse off, put DaBaby on there? Already controversial. Then he came back and was basically trying to make it seem like DaBaby was the reason that the album wasn't coming out.
Right.
And then people were mad at him about that, too. But when he said DaBaby's manager, who's Arnold Taylor, was the reason he wasn't clearing it, I'm like, that doesn't sound like Arnold. That doesn't sound like the type of thing he would do. And then DaBaby already came out and did the performance at the Donda listening party. So it's not like he has a problem with being on the album or a problem with the verse. It just didn't sound right.
Right. And when they posted the text messages, some people were saying, like, if Kanye was texting, like, DaBaby, because I think Kanye had put, like, your manager blocking or whatever. People were like, that don't even sound like what DaBaby would write back. And then Arnold Taylor took to his Instagram and he said, this is cap. I woke up this morning to this social media BS. I never got a call or email from Kanye, Boo, or John Monopoly. I just received it today and cleared it in 2 seconds.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Arnold, why would he want to block his artist from being on Kanye West's album?
Right.
And DaBaby already did the verse. He already came out, did the live performance with Kanye. Like, what sense would it make to block the clearance? What had probably happened was Kanye and Boo were talking to somebody that probably had nothing to do with DaBaby or didn't have the power to clear it or whatever the case is. And they were probably talking to the wrong people. And then that's what was the holdup.
Yeah.
But my thing is, Kanye, you already knew your album was late several times, so don't try to put it off on the baby like he's the reason why your album is not coming out.
Yeah, like, I know we weren't waiting all those weeks and months off of the baby verse. Like, right, come on now.
Like, don't try to scapegoat it. That's like when you showing up to late to school or work and you try to put it off on somebody. Like, oh, my wife, she was just taking so long this morning. Yeah. Oh, my kids, they did such. Like, no, you were late because you late. Like, that's you're not it, late it because of somebody else. You late because you were putting things off until the last minute. Mm-hmm. You're setting release dates without the album being done. That's why you're late. You're not late because of the baby. So that's what the problem I had with that. And they try to throw Arnold under the bus. Arnold is a good dude.
Yeah, okay? Don't do Arnold like that. Come on.
So, yes, the North Carolina definitely jumped out on that one. But initially on streaming, when you listen to the song Jail, you do hear the Jay-Z's verse and not the baby's verse.
Yeah, when it first came out, they had that one. And I guess a couple, I don't know how long it took later, but then you had Jail Part 2. Mm-hmm. And that had the baby on it at the end of the album.
Right.
But, yeah.
But I thought that was crazy in the first place, though. Mm-hmm. Like, why take Jay-Z off of a song? Like, you just put both of them on there.
Yeah, why wouldn't they make it a whole, just a complete song?
And right.
Kanye, I don't know. The mind of Kanye.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that part. But speaking of people that are featured on this album, there's someone on basically almost every song. There's, like, I think, like, two or three solo Kanye tracks. But let's just run down the people that are on this album. So it starts out with the Donda Chant featuring Selena Johnson. You know, Selena and Kanye go back. You know, she was on All Falls Down. So I was kind of glad he brought her back for this one.
That's dope.
Yeah. And that the first track is literally just her saying Donda for like a minute.
Right.
Like, I was just like, okay, this is an interesting way to start the album. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is like some sort of spiritual beckoning. Maybe they're trying to like, what is it called? Seance. Maybe
a seance.
Maybe just trying to seance his mom. I don't know. But mm-hmm. Yeah, that was track one. And then, of course, you have Jail with Jay-Z / DaBaby, depending on what version of the album you got.
Right.
Then God Breathe featuring Vory. Now, I don't know how known or unknown Vory is right now. Like, I know a lot of people that rock with Vory's music, but I also know a lot of people that have no idea who Vory is. But mm-hmm. I thought Vory was like one of the stars of this album, honestly.
Definitely.
He's on a few tracks, actually, and he kind of kills it on every track that he's on. So you got Vory up there, you got Playboi Carti, Favio Foreign, Lil Baby, The Weeknd, who both killed it on their song. And then you got even more features than that.
You got Baby Keem and Travis Scott on that Praise God. You got Vory again and Lil Durk with Jonah. You got Favio again and Lil Yachty again with OK OK. Playboi Carti on that Junior. And then more Vory, more Young Thug, Don Toliver. I think it's a big one, Don Toliver's Moon. A lot of people like that one with Kid Cudi.
Yep.
Ariana Grande, Tony Williams, like Chris Brown, Pop Smoke. Come on.
Conway the Machine, The Lox, J Electronica, Swiss Beats. Come on, man. Roddy Ricch, Shinsia.
Yeah.
That was a combo I didn't see coming. The Roddy Ricch and Shinsia, that was a thing. Roddy killed it. I'm more impressed by the features than anything on here. Like, obviously, Kanye can get anybody he wants on the album. Mm-hmm. But just the pairings that he decided to go with were really kind of dope. I think the features may have even outshined Kanye on this album. For real, for real.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but we'll get into a more in-depth listing. That was the slight. That was the slight once over right there. But we'll get more in-depth into it on the next episode when we had time to go through each of the tracks multiple times and really give a good breakdown on it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, since we just did Kanye, let's do Drake next. Can we officially call them arch nemesis at this point? Has it gotten to that level yet? Is it arch nemesis level right now?
I felt like it was, but then with the whole album thing, because I thought we were waiting on Kanye and Drake to drop on the same day, and we're going to talk about Drake's new release day. I would have thought they was going to wait for the next date, but Kanye was shook. He was shook.
Shook to his bones.
Period.
I don't know. I don't know if he was or wasn't or what happened, but Drake did actually finally reveal the release date for Certified Lover Boy. He did it in a very super villain fashion, kind of like the Joker-esque, if you will.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he interrupted the live broadcast on ESPN SportsCenter and basically was just letting people know, like, look, Certified Lover Boy, September 3rd.
That's it. It was on, written on like a cardboard piece of cardboard, and it was like a little static in between, and that was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had it in my mind like, okay, Donna's going to come on September 3rd. Certified Lover Boy is going to come on September 3rd.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe Kanye caught wind of that and was like, oh, well, let me drop first.
Right. So I don't know what was going on, but I was really hoping for a same day release from both of them. And we kind of like pick like who listens first, who has the most streams on that one day. But
right.
I don't know what happened.
Kanye ran from the Versus smoke.
He did. He didn't want it.
Now, also, there was a picture floating around on Twitter, Instagram, and everything of Kanye West's childhood home, the actual home, not the recreated one in Soldier Field, but his actual childhood home, and it had been vandalized. Now, I put air quotes around vandalized because it wasn't really, they didn't vandalize the house. They just put cardboards outside of the house or posters outside of the house. So there were large poster boards outside the house on the steps. And it said 4544 burnt out. That's, of course, Drake's lyrics on a Trippie Redd song, Betrayal, when he basically was saying, like, you know, Kanye's beefing with him, but he 45, 44 years old. He burnt out. He need to let it go.
Right.
And then the next poster board under that said F Justin LaBoy.
Period.
Now, that was the hilarious part to me, because why was Justin LaBoy important to this moment? If you're vandalizing Kanye's mom's house and you're trying to say, whatever, Drake's going to have the better album. Why was Justin LaBoy in it?
I feel like just bring him up just to just throw him under the bus at this point. Cause...
Right. And then, of course, the final one said CLB coming soon. Certified Lover Boy. Now, this is like the softest, least invasive vandalism I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's the fact it's on poster board and not like on the house or like anything like that. Like, you can easily remove the posters.
Very polite vandalism.
Yeah, which makes me feel like it may be like, if you don't know who did it, but you know, Canada is known to be really friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Canadian fans, they'd be polite and vandalized with just poster boards.
Yeah, so there was that. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, the smoke is rising, like it's boiling over, it's reaching a boiling point. And I thought something was gonna happen, but I didn't know Donda being released was gonna happen. That might be why Donda got released.
Maybe so, because the vandalism was too much.
They like, oh, they want to go to my mom's house. I got something for them, and then they put out the album.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what it is. Certified Lover Boy is coming on September 3rd. I don't know if Drake is going to have as many songs as Donda has on it, because Donda's about 27 songs. I'm feeling like Drake's album is probably going to be a little bit more concise than that. He probably give us like 16, 15 or something like that. And I'm just ready. I'm ready to compare and contrast.
I am too. So September 3rd, that's this coming Friday. So we got a week to listen to Donda to catch up, and then we're going to get into Certified Lover Boy.
Okay.
Exciting time.
Yes. All right. I think we're just going to make it an all Drake and Kanye episode. I think that's a good note to end it on right there. The competition is thick right now.
It is. So yeah, that's a good note. We good.
This is the Drake versus Kanye News Network signing off. Nah, that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.